Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've got a busy Wednesday morning scheduled and a lot of things planned, and so I'm actually recording this Tuesday evening so that it's available on Wednesday morning. One of the great parts of the morning, if all goes as God wills, is that two of the students here at MCA will be immersed into Christ, and so working with that and just other things, and so here we are. But we're talking and praying this week about Jesus in your boat and recognizing that when we live life, it's important that we invite Jesus into whatever it is we're doing, into our home, into our car, into our workplace, into our school, into our neighborhood, into our church, into our life. And so as we've talked this week, and we'll continue to talk and pray each weekday morning about Jesus in your boat, that's what we're talking about. And if you enjoy fishing or pleasure cruising or whatever it is, it's okay and a good thing to invite Jesus into your boat, and however it looks. But as I mentioned Tuesday morning, each of these weekday topics comes out of a point of identity that Isaiah prophesies about Jesus. And Jesus reads from the prophet Isaiah in the temple and says, "This is now fulfilled in your presence." And today we're going to focus in on it, talking about Jesus healing the brokenhearted. And a verse I want to focus in today, Psalm 147, verse 3, says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." Part of the focus of this discussion each day about Jesus in your boat is to understand how Jesus treated people so that we would do likewise. If we invite Jesus into our life, then, well, we're probably going to start doing the things that he does. If we invite people to join us in life, it isn't long before we start sharing at least some attributes, some activities, some things that we enjoy doing together. Otherwise, we end up separating, going our own ways. And I think many times that's what Jesus talked about in the parable of the sower. There are times that the distractions of this world, the different interests that we have, just lead us away from Jesus. The good thing about Jesus in your boat is, well, it's hard to get away. He's there. And he's calming the storms that this world brings. And one of those storms is the brokenheartedness that we experience. Now, we experience that for a lot of reasons. A loss of a loved one, a loss of a job, a loss of a friendship, a loss of a spouse, a betrayal, expectations that go unmet. The list can go on and on and on, but we need to focus on Jesus and discover that his desire is to heal, to comfort, to mend the brokenhearted. And just as some of these topics that we've talked about and we'll talk about throughout this week, it's easy sometimes to look at people or even to look at ourselves and think we kind of had it coming. We brought this on ourselves. I think of the thieves that were crucified alongside Jesus, and one of them eventually says, "Wait a minute. We brought this on ourselves. We don't like it. We want out of this, but we actually deserve it." And yet he still cried out for mercy. Jesus still responded in a positive way towards him. And so the great news, even when it is our fault, even when the brokenness is of our own doing, it's time to quit beating ourselves up and understand that Jesus doesn't ask, "Why did this happen?" Eventually, he gets to that because he wants to resolve the cause. But he doesn't start with that. Instead, he starts with love and mercy and healing, compassion. And so when we live with Jesus in our boat and we encounter those who are brokenhearted, well, we need to not start with blaming them, with trying to figure out why is this happening. Sometimes we can never figure that out, and other times we think we can and we figure it out wrong. Now, the difficulty with stepping into the boat with Jesus, having Jesus in our boat when it comes to the brokenhearted, is we don't always know what to say. Sometimes we stick our foot in our mouth. We mean well, we want to offer comfort, but we may not have experienced the pain that the brokenhearted are experiencing. It's not that we haven't experienced pain, it's just different. The source is different, the depth is different, the expression is different. I think the greatest thing this Job's, quote, comforters did to help him when he was brokenhearted is the part that, well, we easily overlook because it's such a short part of the book of Job, and that is they simply just came and sat with him. They shared in his misery as much as they could without fully experiencing the loss that he did. Now, eventually, like us, they got tired of sitting quietly and they felt they had to say something, and so they, as we do, opened their mouth and said all the wrong things. But it's important for us on the flip side of that to recognize that the people who say the wrong things to us probably aren't doing so to hurt us. They're probably trying to help. And like us, they just don't know how. And so we look to Jesus. What would it look like when we encounter the brokenhearted if Jesus is alongside of us? If he's coaching us, if he's encouraging us, if he's showing us. Well, I think it looks like an embrace. I think it looks like a presence. It looks like love and mercy and compassion. It looks like joining in their sorrow to the point that we can. God's desire is that people know him and know his love. And the brokenhearted are looking for that love and that compassion rather than for judgment. And they're not always looking for solutions because solutions seem impossible. And so we live with Jesus in our boat when we encounter the brokenhearted. And maybe all that we're able to say is, I'm sorry. I love you. I'm here. I'm willing to listen. But I'm also willing to be here and not listen if nothing's being said. And when we understand the desire of God to bind up the wounds, oh, sometimes the physical wounds are much easier to deal with because they're visible and we can see if they're healing or they're not healing, and we can bind them up so they quit bleeding, and we can do certain things that we learn in first aid. And I often wonder what would happen if we took emotional and spiritual and mental first aid classes and learned to just be present. Learn to show compassion and mercy and love. Learn to not be so judgmental and quick to question. You see, we live with Jesus in our boat when we experience the compassion that he extends in the midst of our brokenness. And we learn from that, so that we can love others like Jesus loves. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us all that we need in order to accomplish the work that you created in advance for us to do. Father, sometimes we struggle with accomplishing that work because we are experiencing a brokenness that we don't know what to do with. And it's in those times that it's imperative we invite Jesus into our boat to calm the storm of brokenness that overwhelms us, to speak words to the storm, to comfort us with his compassion and mercy. But not just so we feel better, Father, but so that we know how to live as those who have experienced Jesus. In a world filled with brokenness, there's never a shortage of those who are brokenhearted. Those whose wounds are not always physical, but they're emotional, they're spiritual, they're mental wounds. And sometimes our words have simply cut deeper than we ever would have thought. Father, as we learn from others and their attempts to comfort us, may we learn to be careful in how we deal with the brokenhearted. May we show kindness and compassion and mercy and understanding. May we choose not to always have to have the answer for everything. May your Spirit give us wisdom on when it is appropriate to share answers, if there are any. Father, more importantly, may your Spirit bridle us back when our nature is to speak, when we ought to listen. And so, God, in the midst of our brokenness, may we experience Jesus, so that those around us in the midst of their brokenness can experience Jesus through us. And so, God, today, help us to notice the brokenhearted and to listen to you on how you want to bring healing into our life and into their life. And as we experience that healing, as we share that healing, may we lift up Jesus in all of it so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.